Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
So, this is very exciting. At Vectis Radio, but not really at Vectis Radio, we're in the Sky Arts tent at the Isle of Wight Festival with Edith Bowman.
Hello.
Yinka Bikini.
Hi.
If I've got that wrong.
No, do you know what? You pronounce that better than my dad.
Oh,
nail on the head.
Yeah, bish bash bosh.
And Sean W. Keaveney.
Thank you very much indeed, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You get a drum.
I got a drum roll there. I'm impressed by that.
Nice. In life, he has someone walking 5 feet in front of him with a little drum kit that everywhere he goes, he gets a little drum roll.
And if you stick around a little bit later, drummy-okey.
Drummy-okey.
There's been speak of this legend, but will it happen? I hope so, because I'm...
I've asked Dom from Muse to bring an extra drum kit that we can set up, so that's going to happen.
Yeah. Busy weekend?
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't believe it's the last day. It feels like I've kind of closed my eyes and like the weekend's flashed by. But yeah, it's full on. We're kind of on site from like midday. We start doing sort of prereqs for highlight shows and then straight into a 5 or 6 hour live show. So it's pretty full on, but it's amazing. It's so much fun.
Awesome. And have you actually managed to get out to sea like today? I mean, I was in the middle of Wet Leg and you were sort of cramped.
I saw the whole set actually. I thought it was incredible. Yeah. So great. That was the one thing that I really wanted to be there to see, because it's kind of hard to see much, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're local heroes, aren't they? So I think they were really chuffed that everyone showed up for them, and I think it was a really good time for them to be on Sunday. It's very friendly. I saw a couple of people with their deck chairs, but obviously they were now being held because the tent was so full, and the smiles on their faces was incredible.
Yeah. Did you go down to see Wet Leg Show?
I did see some of it, yeah. And you're, like these guys are saying, it's just that sea of people, wasn't it? Just before it started raining again. But like, just like 10 deep trying to get in. So I was a bit worried about like, I was thinking, is the singer going to be worried that mum or dad might be in the audience? You know, that'd be on my mind, you know, having to sing some of the more esoteric lyrics.
It's a tough radio edit. Every time a single comes through, you listen to it and go, oh, that's my evening
call. Yeah.
Get on. But they are local heroes. They are. I mean, I did media 2 years before Rian did at Sandown High School. That's how close they are, you know, to this arena. It's amazing. Who else have you gone to see? Anyone left or right that you read for?
I mean, bits and bobs, to be honest, because it's that thing where we're kind of on doing work from when the stage is open. It's kind of as and when we get to grab stuff. There's been a few bits and bobs. Kasabian last night, saw a couple of tracks from that. I thought Pete Tong's Essential Orchestra with Jules Buckley was... I kind of lost my mind in the pit waiting to do a link, to be honest, and turned into a human Velcro when I seemed to attract stole different forms of items that I came back with. But yeah, it was great.
At one point, Edith had... Well, I was wearing a trash bag, but you had one wrapped around your head.
Yeah, it was inspired by Serge's headband that he wore on the stage. I was like, oh, I need one of those, and just found like a rubbish bin bag and stuck it around my head.
I've been managing to catch the big top headliners. That's where I've been doing the close of show,
we're doing it for
Sky Art. So, lovely bit of Craig David, lovely bit of Shaggy with a microphone down his pants last night. And that's because where I get to stand is in the pit, so it's like, you know, right
best
above
view.
My head. Right, like, hello, Mr. Bombastic.
Right.
Kind of fantastic you are.
Gives a whole new meaning to the term, Mr. Bombastic.
Yeah. Honestly, and a meaning to the term of ill.
Yeah, we were there for Joel Corry, and it was... I mean, again, you look out from the stage and it's just noise and smoke and people. Yeah. A bit like, I guess, Wet Leg today. Sean?
It's like a working men's club in the 80s. Noise and smoke and people. I thoroughly enjoyed a bit of Shaggy, actually. I only got to watch him in here. And I was kind of like, oh, yeah, Shaggy, you know. No, he's got a couple of hits and that. But he totally brought it, didn't he? Yeah. He's had a fantastic
band. Great as well, weren't they?
I was like, I would pay to go and watch Shaggy again. So that was a real revelation. But things like, again, just like fractal moments of people's sets, like Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott were amazing.
We got
they were so brilliant.
The choral later.
Oh, yeah. We've not missed them yet, have we?
No.
We have not yet missed them, which is a positive. And I saw a bit of Laura Mvula, who was amazing, and the aforementioned Wet Leg. And then, as I was walking back here with my fish chips, curry and peas, Two songs from Ali Campbell as well.
Oh, no,
and UB40, who absolutely nailed it. And they did a version of Purple Rain, which I've never heard.
Yeah, I saw that in here. Good. And also I got to see Madness start from the Cherry Picker. Oh, yeah. I was 100 feet in the air. That was an experience. Yeah, best view, but like there was a bird coming towards me, and I thought, if this is how I die, that's not the one.
Hit by a goose on a cherry
pit. Mavis Staples today as well was amazing. Yes. So like, yeah, I didn't get to see it, but I heard it, and I just thought she's 82 years old. It's like, go on, girl.
Yeah. I met up with my old art teacher, and he basically turned around and said, I was going to see an Isle of Wight actor. So I'm going to see Mavis Staples. She's 96, and I walked down and I looked and went, if she's 96, she's the best 96 ever.
Weirdly, last night when I was out doing a link, the Riverside stage, which doesn't get enough kind of sort of promotion, I think we'd be great if we had cameras down there. The Rifles, who were really, really good, actually.
Gotta watch them as well.
Quick one for you, Sean. Firstly, I'm assuming your family haven't come over today. So, on behalf of Vectis Radio, very happy Father's Day.
Oh, stop it, I will go. I will go if you start.
Imagine he just like got up and left. He said, I told you I'd go.
I think the next thing I'm going to say, I'm going to slightly tweak so you don't go. On behalf of all the patrons at Community Garden Radio, happy Father's Day as well.
I feel like a father of millions. That's very sweet, Community Garden Radio. Just a great bunch of people, actually. A lovely little community of that we're nurturing together. I'm doing something with my hands that you can't pick up on the mic. But it's
perhaps
the
people don't see.
Perhaps,
that,
yeah, that put people off. But yeah, I'm here. I'm childless today, and I am missing them. But I'm here with my other brethren. You see, this lot are just amazing to work with. So it's been a pleasure, really.
And that's lovely. I wrote my dad's card this morning. Happy Father's Day. Sorry, I can't spend the day with you, but you know.
You get it. He gets it.
We're Community Radio. You are Community Garden Radio.
Yeah.
How's it going? You enjoying it?
Brilliant. It's really, really great. It's growing all the time. The only thing, this problem is, it's difficult to explain to people. So when people, as far as a lot of people are concerned, understandably, they think that I've either died or that I'm in prison. And then the few people, you know, the precious few that are on the Patreon know what's going on, but everybody else is like, right, mate, what's happened to you anyway? Are you out of jail? Or it's like, no, I am working, you know. So it's good, but it's like a best kept secret, and I'm very pleased. It will get bigger slowly.
It's something which I think you've started a cult.
That's a worry, isn't it?
There's very few.
Jared, is that you?
You're right, actually, it is a bit culty. But, you know, hopefully without all the sort of, the weird sex or and the capes.
And the, you know, mass.
Yeah, we don't want any of that.
How do you feel about nakedness?
Oh, that's... No.
Are you a never nude?
Never nude? What's a never nude?
Yes.
You mean somebody who never appears nude in public?
Or, like, in front of their partner, family?
No, I'm not one of those, actually. I don't mind it. Though, you know, I do. I'm feeling a bit bloated at the moment because of all the bread I've been eating over the weekend. So I'd rather I'll get naked again on Thursday, but not today.
We'll get you a pair of jeans, just a pair of cutoffs to train you up.
Hey, jorts.
You never know. Watch this space. 7 o'clock Sky Arts.
I know. Yeah. That's the last shot.
From Edith Yinka, Sean. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Much
pleasure.
For doing this.
Thank you.
Have a good one.